Warning. This show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans.
Why have you been going down on your grandma?
I thought Layla died.
Yeah, Rose.
Right,
my name is Coach.
The
guy looks like a pedophile.
It's Blue.
Willow.
Okay.
He played Keep Away
with his glasses. Literally driving us mad.
This week on Raw Review.
They don't care. They're already run by Nazis.
Non-existent money. Non-existent money.
Hulk Hogan, we're not sick of that.
And then Kane just comes in and starts massaging Cena's back.
You are now tuned in to the world's greatest.
Hello everyone and welcome to the newest edition of the Supla's Raw Review. You can find us on supla.com and you can also find us on iTunes under the Supla Wrestling Podcast. Hi, I'm Sam Brooks and with me as always is Eddie Warmer.
Hi, I have a bell.
That sounds great. Where did you get the bell? London MCM Comic Con coming at you the last weekend of May 2015. Either. So anyway, this isn't about Comic-Con, this is about WWE Raw, and god damn it, everything. Now, this isn't the worst Raw that we've ever seen, but it's not too good.
It just wasn't, I didn't really want to watch it.
Well, I never want to watch Raw, but I kind of have to for this, so I was pleasantly surprised at parts, kind of like, what the hell is this shit, at other parts, and then by the main event I was like, okay, I can get behind Survivor Series, which they're already building to, which is great, because God knows was I worried when they weren't building for Hell in a Cell until 2 weeks before the pay-per-view.
They weren't even properly doing it until like a week before.
Yeah, I didn't know half of the matches on the card until the week before. Maybe that's just me being a pissant, but, you know. Either way, they are putting work into Survivor Series, which is expected because it's one of their big ones. And we kick off Raw with the Authority.
Yeah!
She basically says, like, Hell in a Cell! It was good! You should watch it for $9.99! And then Triple H is like,
Seth Rollins is really cool and shit.
And then Rollins comes out and he has with him Joey Mercury and Jamie Noble, the new stooges of the Authority.
Yay.
Now, you're relatively new to the wrestling world, so you're not really going to know much about either Joey Mercury or Jamie Noble, correct?
Yeah, I know nothing.
Let's put it in perspective. Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury are both from the legendary division known as the Cruiserweight division.
Okay.
Which used to have its own title belt, but was eventually won by Hornswoggle, the Irish midget. But we're not gonna get into that.
Okay.
Joey Mercury was part of a tag team with Johnny Nitro, now known as John Morrison on the indie circuits, and they were relatively over. They had feuds with the Hardys, they had feuds with many different tag teams, and then when they split up, Joey Mercury kind of went off on his own thing, eventually joining CM Punk's Straight Edge Society in 2000 and whatever. He disappeared since then, and now he's kind of back in a backstage role. Jamie Noble, very big mainstay of the Cruiserweight division. I don't really know as many rivalries, but he had. I remember, like, he was written off TV when Sheamus, who freshly debuted at the time, fucking destroyed him. So,
yay.
That's nice.
Yay.
But anyway, these two are basically part of the Authority now, and I'm like, okay, fine, give them mic time, because they can cut promos, I think.
Maybe.
But anyway, Rollins comes out, and Stephanie's like, get a pop, wait, cheer, and then just the whole, you sold out,
that starts. That stuff.
Yep, and this whole promo is basically a sign of the times, but Dean Ambrose vs. Seth Rollins, the never-ending rivalry that is eternally great and good, is on hold for now whilst they pursue other individuals. Dean Ambrose, of course, will be pursuing Bray Wyatt, if you saw the Hell in a Cell finish where Bray Wyatt cost Dean Ambrose the match against Seth Rollins. And they're building towards something remarkable now, because Rollins says he's moving on to John Cena. Yay, he basically says, I'm gonna be able to see him, ha!
Get away from me.
Yeah, not yet.
Far away from me.
Nope, no. But it's good, because, right? Rollins' music hits and the Authority are like, yay, but then, I hear voices in my legs, they talk to me, they walk me home, they talk to me. Randy Orton came out, and he's fucking pissed as shit. From out of nowhere. Orton is basically like, I lost because you curb stomped me, and I should go back into anger management like in 2006. He's just really, really mad.
I don't understand the anger management thing. I was like, what does that have to do with this? What? No.
I think it was a callback to that time he had to do anger management because he shit in a makeup bag. I don't know. Maybe that was a callback. Maybe it's just a weird thing. But he's basically like, if the Authority don't deal with Rollins, I will. And they just go at it for a while until they're separated. And Triple H is like, all right, take the night off. Get on your bus. Have a drink. And we'll deal with it later.
Wow.
Great, great strategy, Trips. But it doesn't work because Orton lays out Rollins with an RKO out of nowhere.
Yay!
The amount of times I've heard the words out of nowhere over the past 2 weeks has been mind-numbing.
Yeah, it's like every single move is out of nowhere.
Bro kick out of nowhere. Falling off the top of a cell out of nowhere.
Fender blocks out of nowhere.
But anyway, Triple H is pissed and Orton runs away and I remember him getting quite a big pop for RKOing Rollins. Was that just me?
I think so.
I think the crowd at least reacted, which is kind of what you need in a segment like this. But anyway, that ends your first segment of the night. We're off to a rollicking good start, people. And yep. We now have a WWE Tag Team title match.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Are the belts relevant?
Are they?
No. This is meant to be a three-man versus three-man thing, like it always is. What's happening? Gold and Stardust, your reigning and defending WWE Tag Team titles of the world. Versus Mark Henry and Big Show. Get it away from me, as you would rightly say. Get it away from me. I don't want to see Mark Henry and Big Show in the same occupying space ever again since that god-awful feud in 2011.
Just put it on the other side of the world. Put it in Australia. Like,
put it down under.
Like, they don't care. They're already run by Nazis.
Wow, okay. So Goldust starts off the match and fans chant USA. Sorry, what?
Hmm.
Remember the evil foreigner, Mark Henry, who just fought Rusev?
Remember that.
Remember the evil foreigner, Goldust?
Remember? Remember the time?
No. Why were they chanting USA?
I don't understand.
Americans. But there is discommunication between fucking Henry and Big Show, and eventually the match ends when Henry nails a World's Strongest Slam on Show from out of nowhere and Stardust covers for the win.
Yeah.
And then Henry's like, fuck everybody, I'm gonna slam Show a couple more times and run away.
That was kind of entertaining.
It was good seeing Big Show being dismantled. Like, I love when that happens, because it's Big Show, but at the same time, if they're building towards a feud with these two, I don't really want that to happen.
I don't want it.
No.
Not at all.
When I said I didn't want them to be a tag team, I didn't mean this.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just don't want them to have anything to do with each other, ever.
Yeah, I mean, they're both past their prime at this point. They're kind of just around, so they have to use them for the sake of their contracts, but
just no,
please no.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, good news. We have
Roman Reigns.
The man the IWC hates with a passion for no reason.
What?
Like, basically, Reigns had an interview and he was like, "Yo, Ambrose is my boy. Fucking, that was a good match. Rollins, fuck you. I'll be back and I'll beat the shit out of you. Believe."
I want that to happen.
It will probably happen. Like, whenever Reigns comes back, which is maybe the Rumble. I don't know. Either way, he will be back, and eventually they will tangle once more like they were supposed to. But here's the thing.
What?
Roman Reigns, people don't like him.
Why?
Because he has 5 moves of doom, he's not that good on the microphone, he's manufactured, he's being pushed to the top. It's almost as if he's a replacement for John Cena, who's getting tired and needs a replacement. Stop complaining about Roman Reigns when you have just as much good talent everywhere else. No one's forcing you to pay attention to the main event when Roman Reigns is in it, right? Except maybe WWE. But don't listen to them. Watch NXT.
Yeah.
Do something else.
Yeah.
Stop complaining. Stop being a little bitch. Get over it. Roman Reigns is... I like him. Do you like Roman Reigns?
I love Roman Reigns.
Well, there you go.
Like,
our opinion is alpha. Nothing else matters. So, there you go.
I like how you're like, nobody complains. Stop being a little bitch. We both complain every week.
Well, it's kind of a hobby to complain. These people do it for leisure.
We do this for a reason. We do this for the viewers.
We make that non-existent money. Money. Yeah, yeah. Non-existent 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 money. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
If I was with Carmine, he would join in. But anyway.
No.
Next up, we have a Divas title match. Why are all the belts being defended? Am I stuck in Night of Champions again? Like, what's happening?
I don't.
Was last night not good enough for people? So they're like, rehash, do it again.
Yeah, but this is what happened last time.
Like, Alicia Fox versus AJ Lee.
Yes.
Already, no Paige in the match. So, I guess it's kind of a mix-up, even though it isn't.
Because, well, she's there, anyway.
Yeah, she's on commentary, and she's calling Alicia her bestie and all that shit. But some fucking bullshit happens. But, Paige turns, I think, on Alicia and just does... I don't care.
Well, she's like, have this thing. And then Alicia's like, okay. And then Paige is like, JK, I'm just gonna kick you. It was kind of awesome.
I guess. Like, I've gotten to the point where I'm just dead inside from this fucking main roster Divas programs they always put on, for fuck's sake. It's not entertaining in any form for me anymore. Am I broken?
No.
Oh, so it's normal to be not entertained by the main roster Divas.
Yeah.
Great. So everything's right. And basically...
Apart from, you know, Paige, because you have to be entertained by her amazingness.
Well, obviously. I mean, I'm not saying I dislike all of the Divas. I'm saying it's a shame they're not being utilized properly.
Well, yeah.
Remember NXT? Remember how women are treated well in that kind of territory?
Ugh. Oh, NXT, you're so perfect.
Take a lesson from the developmental leagues. For fuck's sake. Anyway, I'm not going to complain about this the whole time.
Hello, wrestling fans. We will be going live tomorrow at 8 p.m. GMT, 3 p.m. Eastern, at livestream.com/suplex. Spaffle piss.
We're back. We had a commercial break, but we're back now. And it's like... John Cena, hey, this'll be a treat.
Yay.
Number one contender, while you eat.
On the authority.
Cena gets a pop for mentioning the San Antonio Spurs. What the fuck are the Spurs?
I don't know, sport.
American sport. It's a mystery. Full of change that no one sees.
America.
America. But anyway.
Like, sports and hypocrisy.
Oh dear, you're just full of a controversy today, aren't you?
Oh, I'm so salty.
Cena talked shit about Lesnar, being like, hey, you're sitting at home, you think you're a champ, I'm here fighting like a champ for 10 years, I'm not tired, I may be, I'm tired, someone kill me. But he doesn't say that, that's just what I wish he would say. But Cena just goes on and on and on about fucking just shit no one cares about, just being like, I'm gonna win again, cause I'm John Cena. But then Stephanie McMahon comes out.
Yeah.
And she's like, doing the whole devil on your shoulder, being like, join the authority. It's great, you know? Do it. Join us. Be cool, guy. Join the authority.
He's kind of acting like, you know, in those little, like, shows you were shown in, like, year 8 or whatever, and she kind of reminds me of that kid that was like, join me, do some drugs, yes!
You look right. Like a snake!
Right!
What?
What
the fuck? But, yeah, Stephanie is like, join us, one of us, one of us, and they would guarantee Cena a win over Lesnar, which is backwards.
Yeah.
Why would you guarantee a win over Lesnar when Lesnar's your fucking mercenary?
I don't.
That you really don't want to cross because it's Brock fucking Lesnar. Basically, just nonsensical bullshit, but Cena's like, no! And Triple H comes out and is like, I told you, he'd say no.
And then they're like, make your own team!
Yeah, because, you know, Survivor Series, that pay-per-view, you know what that means?
Yes.
5-on-5 match in your main event, and it's gonna be Team Authority versus Team Cena. What do you think?
I just said yay! Continuously.
Yay? I thought you hated this idea.
No, I hate it when it's like, I don't know. I hate it when it's like two tag teams and then a random person on each. I'm like, no. Not, no. No. Like, five, that would be pretty cool.
So you have a problem with a tag team plus one.
Yeah.
But you don't have a problem with a tag team plus three others.
Well, yeah, because, like, I guess it will make... I don't know.
I get what you're saying. But either way, like, yay, Team Cena versus Team Authority. They're probably going to add a stipulation to this at some point. Like, I'm not really sure what it could be. I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck the teams are going to be, because there's dissension amongst the Authority as it is. And unless they bring in fucking The Miz or someone, I don't know, a heel to kind of complete the team, it's just going to seem like a mishmash thrown together at the last minute.
Maybe like half the Authority will just be like, little joke, and be on like Team Cena.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But it might happen.
Don't say that, because it'll probably happen now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, RKO. Just be like, bye!
Lol, bye!
I don't know what that was.
The Usos vs. Damien Sandow and The Miz is happening now.
Yeah.
A tag team of The Miz and Sandow. Wow. They're actually listening to the idea that they should be a tag team more often.
Yeah.
Like, yay!
Yay!
But anyway, solid match.
Well, they're supposed to be a tag team. Be a tag team.
Yes, you were born this way. You must be a tag team.
I'm trying so hard right now not to sing.
Yeah, I'm kind of expecting it at this point. But anyway, fucking good match. Some comedy from Sandow, of course, because Sandow is a comedic genius at this point. Usos get the win after a twin magic and a roll-up.
Yay.
Fine, I'll take it.
I'll take it. I like the Usos, so...
Yeah, it's inoffensive. Like, I feel nothing towards this. It's a nothing match, just...
It was just there.
It was just there, to kind of be like, hey, these guys exist.
Yeah.
Speaking of guys who exist, John Cena.
Yeah?
He was backstage, right?
Really?
Yeah. You know who he was talking to?
Who?
Dolph Ziggler.
What?
Asking him to join Team Cena at Survivor Series.
Yay!
And then they shake hands, and then it's like, still to come, Hulk Hogan.
Woo! Hulk Hogan! We're not sick of that!
Definitely not. Wow, you're so salty today.
Something.
Have we just switched roles or something? I'm usually the guy who hates everything. Now you're just like,
sorry.
Ugh.
Today, I am feeling so salty.
No, it makes for good fucking entertainment. It's great. But, Kane comes up to Dolph Ziggler and he's like, fuck you, don't talk to John Cena. It's an act of aggression. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah.
And then Hulk Hogan.
And Hulk Hogan happened and was like,
let me tell you something, brother.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Brother
cancer,
Jack.
Sing.
Breast cancer, brother.
Here, they have it. Now they're here. Probably
they're here.
Lives.
And up the Wyatts. They're here. Breast cancer awareness month.
Yay.
But anyway, it's just a thing where like, Hogan was like, yo, these women, brother, they're amazing, Jack, and I'm gonna pose now. Nothing segment. Okay, good. Breast cancer awareness. Great.
Good thing, but Hulk Hogan, please stop.
Yeah, but anyway, Bo Dallas. We like Bo Dallas. You gotta believe, right? So, fucking, he comes out, and he's like, I issued an open challenge. So anyone who believes, they can beat me. And then fucking, who do you think answered his open challenge, Ellie?
Who? I don't know. Who?
Feed me more. Feed me more. Wake up.
I don't remember being in this match.
Oh, I see what you did there. Ryback, everybody. Remember Ryback?
Remember?
No? Well, fuck. Ryback is back anyway, and he's, like, over for some reason?
Yeah.
Apparently getting a fucking injury makes you over on your return.
Apparently.
This is what I don't fucking understand about the mentality with the fucking fans. It's like, they like Ryback, they hate Roman Reigns, but come on. Same fucking stereotype when you think about it.
Exactly. Like, huh? Please.
Remember that time when Ryback was pushed to the fucking moon and never won a championship?
Remember that horrible time?
Remember 2012? The year of Feed Me More?
Yay.
And he started pouring soup on people and became best buddies with Curtis Axel for no reason?
He poured soup on people?
Oh yeah, there was a gimmick where Ryback was a bully and he was like, Ryback rules! And he had a feud with John Cena, and there was an ambulance, and it was weird.
And there was soup?
Yeah, he poured soup on a dude at one point.
Why wasn't I there? I like soup.
I think you're... Anyway, Ryback wins the match, and he's like, Jesus. So, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, we didn't even say anything about that last match.
Squash match. Yay, Ryback. Anyway.
Yay, Ryback.
Dean Ambrose is meant to have a match with Cesaro, and, like, Dean Ambrose is out, and he's like, fucking Wyatt bullshit! Duh!
Yeah.
And he just kind of decks Cesaro with a microphone, and just Cesaro has to go away.
Kinda hilarious.
Yeah, a little bit. It's like, no, I've no time for you, Cesaro. I need the fucking fat guy. So Wyatt appears on the big screen, and I gotta say, this was fucking awesome.
This was so great. I was so happy.
I'm gonna do my best Bray Wyatt impression.
Okay, do it.
Every time I look at you, Ambrose, I can't help but see my own deranged reflection looking back at me. Hey.
But anyway, it's no derp, actually, because he's by himself now. No more Harper or Rowan to do the derp. So instead it's like, eh! Eh! Anyway. Cool, good promo. Muy bien. Why it's like, run. Run. Derp.
Derp.
But yeah. Anyway. To bring the mood down from that awesome segment with the Dean Ambrose and your Bray Wyatt, we have Nikki Bella and Naomi.
Yeah, leave. Keep it away from me. Please.
Basically, Nikki Bella won the match. Somehow.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Nobody knows how.
I'm not going to talk about this.
Good.
Kane versus Dolph Ziggler.
Ah!
What the fuck noise was that?
I was very confused. Because I enjoyed this or kind of disliked it.
Well, the fact that it's Kane kind of redacts points immediately, but, like, Dolph Ziggler's on fire right now.
Yeah.
Like, he won the fucking, he had a potential match of the year with Cesaro at Hell in a Cell, and now he's fucking getting pins over Kane.
Yeah.
It's almost as if they're investing in him a little bit.
Oh, wouldn't that be magical?
Wouldn't that be good? Maybe don't get a concussion this time, more so. Be careful with him. Treat him good.
Treat him goodly.
Yes.
Give him kale smoothies.
You know he drinks naked smoothies. But anyway. Great match. Great match. Like, just some good mat wrestlings at some points, even though it is Kane, and like, just generally good offense, good storytelling, but Kane tries to chokeslam him, but it's countered with a roll-up.
A roll-up.
Yeah, the default finisher for most people, and I've kind of gone over it at this point. But it's what happened after the match that was important.
What happened afterwards?
Ziggler was like, yay, but then Seth Rollins came out and was like, fuck you, and hit him, and Mercury and Noble were also there. Rollins just put Ziggler in the ring, and Kane just fucking went to town on him, but then, John Cena comes out, and Rollins just leaves, but Cena unloads on Kane, and I guess Cena and Ziggler are best buddies now.
Which is strange.
Remember that time when, like, he got put through a toilet by Ziggler? That was great.
No, that was awesome.
Oh, that fucking rivalry. Do you know anything about that one?
Yeah, I've, like, seen a few segments and stuff.
He got put through a toilet.
Yeah, I've seen
what
that.
What a dickhead.
It's just like, what? What does it have to do with anything?
I don't know. But either way, it's now the main event.
Main event!
Main event.
Seth Rollins vs. John Cena, guys. It's great.
Yay!
Remember that time when this already happened on SmackDown when it was the Shield and it was pretty fucking good?
Yeah.
This time, it was also pretty fucking good.
It was pretty awesome.
Like, Cena and Rollins, they know how to work a match together. That's good. It's bad, yeah. But we don't want to see that, though, because if it ever comes down to anything important, like a championship, Cena would win.
Yeah. Definitely. And I don't want him to win.
It's like, speaking of the whole fucking Dolph Ziggler John Cena program from whenever the fuck, 2012, I think.
Yeah.
Like, just that whole thing was basically Dolph Ziggler's briefcase is on the line in this ladder match. I don't want to go there again.
I don't want that to happen.
Because the last time I went there, I nearly had fucking panic attacks. It's not great, guys.
Just, no.
But either way, let's talk about the good things in life right now, like John Cena, Seth Rollins. Great match. I liked it.
It was pretty awesome.
As Raw main events go.
It was a good main event.
But hey, you know what people love?
What?
When the main event ends in a fucking disqualification! Because fucking Rollins was like, curb stomp, but then Cena was like, no, STF. And then Rollins was like, help! And then Kane just comes in and starts massaging Cena's back.
Ugh.
I think he was trying to punch him, but it kind of looked like he was kneading bread in a fucking tech class.
Yeah. Have a nice massage. You've had a hard day. Massage you now.
I'm Kane, I can't throw a fucking punch.
Lovely.
But, like, Ziggler comes in and makes the save, and then for literally no reason, the entire locker room comes out and starts fighting each other.
Yeah, I did not understand that at all.
I mean, I can understand the fact that it's like, okay, maybe bring out a few people to get them involved in the storyline. Like, maybe, who's going to attack Cena? Who's going to attack Rollins? Maybe that'll form the teams. No, fucking Sheamus and Titus O'Neil were going at it in the corner, and El Torito was there for no reason!
Just random El Torito!
The fucking ball was there for no reason!
Why not?
Fuck it.
I've given up.
It's fucking Cena, AA's, Bo Dallas, and Heath Slater, and, like, Apadu, but da da da, that's the end of Raw.
But I was just like, what has Bo Dallas ever done to you?
Bo leaved a bit too hard, guys. So anyway, good, I can't say it's a good Raw, because you've just heard me getting angry over how the fucking main event ended, so I don't know what to tell you.
It was an eh Raw.
It had good points and it had its bad points. Too many bad points to kind of nullify the good points. But anyway, that was the Raw review. Well, you can find us on Supla.com, and you can also find us on iTunes. Maybe give us a rating. We also have a wide selection of shows. Like, what shows do we have, Ellie?
We have NXT Review.
We have NXT Review.
We have Total Divas Review.
Total Divas Review!
That's, like, awesome. Because it's just angry.
If you enjoy watching other people's misery, watch the Total Divas Review every Sunday. Supla.com and on iTunes.
Do it.
A wrestling podcast. Maybe leave us a rating. Give us 5 stars.
Yeah. Also,
where can you find us?
In our houses.
In our house. Don't find us in our houses, though, because that's kind of weird, and I do have a baseball bat. So, I have been Sam Brooks.
And I've been Ellie Roma.
And we will see you next week for more Survivor Series build.
Woo!
Yay!